Yes, sir. I mean, obviously, you have to pay attention to we have a couple new players. We got some guys that are competing and playing some different spots, and so that all goes into account. We have to think about that way is how much can Sitton handle compared to, and not how much can he handle because he can handle everything, but like how fast can we get him up to speed on the offense and the things we're doing, you know, especially game plan specific that, you know, where he knows calls. All of a sudden, it's the first time he's heard something, so there's no recall for him. You know, sometimes we have to translate it to, hey, this is what you called in Green Bay compared to this is what we call it. You know, so he has such a foundation of football knowledge that helps. I think that would be true with every quarterback. You know, I think that you go back and you look, all of them, even the really, 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 really elite ones, when you have a run game, it definitely helps. You know, and so we'll play each week game plan to game plan. We'll be a game plan based offense where if we feel we can run the football a lot, we'll do it. And there may be a game where we have to throw it 40 or 50 times to win, and that's what we'll do. You know, he's a special player that we have a tremendous amount of respect for, and you know, he's a handful every time you play him.
And what does he do so well that allows everyone else on that defense to succeed as well?
Well, they have a really good front seven, and it's not just him. There's four or five players on there that are really good, but the guy has an unbelievable relentless pursuit of the football, and that's what makes him different than a lot of guys.